This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What is your good news versus bad news? If you hear that 200 people in North and South Korea have now reconvened as family, to me that's good news, but to the left that's bad news. Because it's proof that Donald Trump's foreign policy as it pertains to North Korea was working. When you hear that the Iranian economy is in triage because their currency is falling based on Donald Trump's stance and the sanctions that he's put into place, I say that's a win. It means we aren't going to war. We're going to war economically, and we're winning that war. That's bad news for the left. When Donald Trump institutes tariffs and he says, we're going to go and get this $800 billion a year back that we spend every year in tariffs, and I'm going to start with China, and we're going to have a trade war, and China buckles. Then he goes to the EU, and they buckle. He goes to the G7, and all the news is, well, look at the way Angela Merkel is looking at Donald Trump in this picture, which we all found out was fake news. Then they said, oh, no, it's not going to work. The EU, we're going to blink. And the EU comes and meets with Donald Trump and says, we do realize that we have been taking advantage of the United States and we want to make recompense and blah, blah, blah. And we are ready to make a deal with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump goes, okay, cool. Then we find out that we have a $49 billion surplus in our trade in a quarter that we hadn't had in over a decade. See, that to me is good news. But to the left, it's bad news. When I hear that we arrested an illegal who killed Molly Tibbetts, the man who killed her, and he turns out to be illegal, and we fight to keep these people out of the country, and we prove yet again that indeed they are lawbreakers, I consider it good news all around. The left doesn't. They consider it bad news, and not because Molly's dead, but because the news doesn't fit their narrative of illegal immigrants are good people. They don't want to kill us. They don't want to do bad things to us. They just need an opportunity, blah, blah, blah. Lies, lies on top of lies. What is good news versus bad news? You tell me. Because I guarantee you it differs. Certainly on the political front. Let me put it this way. A ball game gets played. A championship game between Team A and Team B. One team wins. It's bad news for the other team, right? Good news for somebody, bad news for the other. Who determines good news and bad news? But Google says, hey, we're getting too much bad news from the media. They think we're like cadaver dogs. Well, there's too many things out there that are demoralizing America. What can we do to help? Well, you don't want to know what the bad news is? You want to know what it is? It's all the things I just told you about. The bad news, according to Google, is the fact that Trump is elected and that you are in control because he listens to you, the American people. The bad news is that Donald Trump is putting money back in your pockets and shrinking the size of government. Eventually he will. The bad news is Donald Trump is making the military and the flag and the anthem symbols of America again and America, make America great again and America first. That's what he's doing. The bad news is Donald Trump is saying if you're a capitalist and you believe in the principles of what he just ascribed to, then you are one of the solid citizens of this country. Donald Trump is saying if you want to be a part of this country, you need to do it legally. This is all bad news. It's bad news when the GDP is at 4.1%. You would think if Google is really going to start reporting good news, then Donald Trump's going to suddenly be into the forefront, right? Your ideals, the things that you stand for, are certainly going to become part of the news reporting mechanism. You're going to be all over the news. They said they're going to. They said people are suffering from quote negative news fatigue. if they do it the right way, this could be good for us. But I suspect, given that Google, Facebook, Twitter, and all these groups supposedly are in a cabal to try to keep the Democrats in power, I don't suspect that the negative news is going to impact us in any good way. In other words, they're either not going to, they're going to continue not to report the good news, which is in effect being negative about it, or they're going to amp up, watch a series of good, feel-good stories about a bunch of Democrats. Kamala Harris adopts a cat. They say it's programmed Google Assistant to put some sunshine into your life. Users of Digital Assistant can now say, hey, Google, tell me something good. I hope Rufus sues them. You guys, you white people don't know who Rufus is. That's a soul group that had Chaka Khan, and she had a song called Tell Me Something Good. Tell me. Anyway, you can say to Google Assistant, tell me something good, and maybe they break out with that Chaka Khan song. And the software then goes out and looks for, quote, good news. And this good news, they say, is a wide range of sources. I love this part. It'll be collected by the, quote, Solutions Journalism Network, a nonpartisan, nonprofit group that Google says is dedicated to spreading the practice of solutions journalism, which highlights how problems are solvable. Well, isn't that the age-old question? How do you solve a problem versus how do I solve a problem? You want to look at the black community who calls me a coon butt Negro, step and fetch it, tool of the white man, because I want black kids to become CEOs instead of prisoners and pole dancers. And the left has tried it their way. So my way is just as valid. If we can agree that I want to see young black kids not succumb to thugdom and become good, solid citizens, why is it my way is the wrong way? They said Google suggested that the positive news delivered won't be trivial or Pollyannish. This is good news, like how Georgia State University coupled empathy with data to double its graduation rate and eliminate achievement gaps between white and black students. Now, let me just tell you what they just said in that little piece of the paragraph. Essentially, what they just said is Google News is going to report about how a college or university dumbed down black kids so they could feel better upon graduation. How backyard beekeepers in East Detroit are bringing back the dwindling bee population while boosting the local economy. Okay, good story. I don't mind that. But who's going to be the discern? Who's going to discern what's a good story, a bad story, real news, fake news, etc.? You want to rely on Google for that, Facebook, Twitter, any of these other sources? I'm not sure I trust them. In fact, I know I don't. Because what's good news to me is not good news to somebody else.
Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
God, we got so much to discuss. Jeez, the Clintons are going back on tour. And we'll talk about it. I'm really curious as to who set this up. Who cares? And the timing of it is amazing to me. You have a sexual predator going on tour with his enabler. And the left don't see it. On the heels of everything that they accuse Kavanaugh about, you have a sexual predator and her enabler going on tour. By the way, biggest losers on the planet, his reputation in the tank, her reputation pretty close with him. Both of these people should be in prison for the things that they've done not only to this nation, but to the world. They have run a professional extortion racket right before our very eyes, and they're going on tour. I mean, this is the world we live in. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. We are flipping over the topsy-turvy world of the left, and they can't handle it. They want us destroyed. But here's the thing, conservatives listening to my show, I'm not mad at leftists. See, that's like being mad at a rattlesnake, a pet rattlesnake, for biting you. You chose it. you go into the pet store and you're walking along and there's a puppy and there's a kitten and there's a hamster and you go, hey, it would be really cool to have a rattlesnake as a pet. I could hug him and kiss him and sleep with him. Yeah. That's what you do when you befriend the leftist. That's what you do when you tolerate leftism. You have a pet rattlesnake. That's your new pet. And you wonder when you get, he bit me. Baby, he bit me. I can't believe he bit you. Look at that. You bad snake. Oh, he just bit me. God. Why do we tolerate this? Well, the good news is there are people out there who don't. Make no mistake about it, folks. You are being vindicated at every turn. You've been vindicated over not voting for baby black Jesus. You've been vindicated. You put in the rich white man, the scourge of the earth, and I will talk about this today. The scourge of the world is the rich white man. I played a clip the other day of Amon Poor. She's talking to the guy who's the spokesman for Hungary, and she says, "You don't want diversity and all this. You want white Christians." And the guy goes, "We didn't say that." She goes, "Oh no." She says, "You only want the Hungarians." And she says, "No, we didn't say that. That's what we said." She says, "Yes, your prime minister said he only wants white Christians." And he says, "No, Christians. He only wanted Christians." But she colorized it. I don't want to play the clip again. Thanks for asking, but it's too long just to get to that point. But so it's about whiteness. Let me tell you something. If you're a white person in America, I'm going to sound like I'm leading a Klan march here, a Klan seminar. But if you're a white person in America, you should be outraged at the way you're being treated. I'll say it for you. You should be outraged. And if you're a white male, you should be marching in the streets, showing your naughty bits the way those women did the other day when they were having their vaginas yell at Donald Trump. Did you see this? Did you? I mean, and it's amazing to me that Fox would dare fire me over the word skank when you have a bunch of women who say Donald Trump has ruined the women's movement. And you know how they proclaim that he's ruined the women's movement? They take their butt naked bodies, skirts, raise it up so their vaginas could yell at Donald Trump. I'm not. You would think I'm making this up. Listening to Kevin Jackson, folks, I'm not making this up. 844-55, what's our number? 844-551-8255. Forgot for a second. So much to discuss because the left are so vile and disgusting, and you need to be made to understand that they don't like you. They are going to do everything they can to keep their world crazy. They love chaos. As I said many times, I want you to imagine a world, the America, where they let Donald Trump be Trump. Not to quote Corey Lewandowski's book, but just let Donald Trump be Trump. It's worked pretty well so far. I want you to think about what would happen if the left supported Donald Trump. What do you think would happen? Better or worse? If Trump had the country behind him as he dealt with other nations, as he dealt with the domestic issues created by baby black Jesus that they want to ignore. And Donald Trump has done all these things in spite of Barack Obama. This economy is Trump's economy. There was a meme that came through. It was hysterical. Pardon me. I can't remember exactly what it is now, but it was literally something like, but where Obama wanted to take credit for this economy. I mean, the guy doing the graph, you know what, it doesn't matter because I can't figure out exactly what it was. But it was so well done where Trump's looking, going, this isn't your economy, dude. Nowhere near. The stock market still going through the roof. Unemployment so low, it's pretty much the government's going, okay, let's just stop measuring. Jobs creation so high that people don't know what to do. This is the best time in modern history, including the time of the venerable Ronald Reagan, for this nation, the best time. And I want you to imagine if they left Trump alone where he could deal with the budget, start cutting down the debt. So dealing with the deficit and the debt, looking at entitlements and a host of other things. It would be amazing. But they don't want that. The Democrats know they cannot allow us to have that. Because if Donald Trump were unimpeded, Barack, you wouldn't even remember how to. Who was that dude? But what was the president before? Okay, so there was Reagan, and then there was Bush the first, and then I believe Clinton, then Bush the second, and then Donald Trump. No, wait, I'm forgetting somebody. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Wait, who was it? And people go, I don't know. Wait, right? Yeah, you're right. There was somebody in between. That's the way you'd be talking about Barack Obama. You'd either forget because you want to forget, or you forget because it would be amnesia. Trump is just so good. Now, I'm not one of these, ooh, Trump is a man, because I don't like everything Trump does. I told you guys when Trump didn't support Kavanaugh, when he made the comment that Blasey Ford was a very credible witness, I was like, you must be out of your mind. Now, that's a political statement. That was the first time I heard Trump go political, because he didn't want people to think that he was anti-woman. Blasey Ford wasn't believable. Yeah, she's about as believable as the agua purificado. If you're ever in Mexico, if you see agua purificado, don't drink the water because it ain't purified, okay? So this is where we are in this topsy-turvy world that we've allowed to happen. And I'm going to prove it to you. When we come back, we're going to talk about Hillary Clinton, what she said about you, and a host of other people. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A federal grand jury indicted Robert Bowers, the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting suspect, on 44 counts, including hate crimes. Bowers could face the death penalty for the shooting death of 11 victims. Barry Werber was in the synagogue on Saturday morning. He joined CBS to share his experience.
I hear a series of shots, and by that time I knew they were gunshots. And then a pause, and then another series of shots, and a pause. I'm trying to talk to 911. Person walks in. And the door shuts, but I had long enough time to see that he had a jacket, shirt, pants, and a long gun.
A mafia hitman who is said to hate rats is under suspicion for the slaying of former boss and crime boss and longtime FBI informant James Whitey Bulger. Bulger was found dead hours after being transferred from Florida to a West Virginia prison. Prison officials believe two inmates were involved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can you address the main headline of this story that you called the president a moron? And if not, where do you think these reports are?
I mean, I'm not going to deal with petty stuff like that. I mean, this is what I don't understand about Washington. Again, you know, I'm not from this place, but the places I come from, we don't deal with that kind of petty nonsense. And it is intended to do nothing but divide people. And I'm just not going to be part of this effort to divide this administration.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You want to hear some petty nonsense? This is a Kevin Jackson show. KJRadio.com if you want to give us a call. 844-551-8255. By the way, welcome, Big Spring, Texas. Glad you guys are on board. I think they finally made the cutover. Thanks to you, we're on in that market. I don't know who found us, but we're happy to be there. Also, Ruidoso, New Mexico, I don't have the call letters. Glad you guys are on board as well. And we just added a big digital footprint that if you're getting the show now, however you're getting it, it doesn't matter. But we have a whole new digital footprint that's got the show out there. And from what I'm told, we're getting, you know, tens of thousands of listens every day from that. So congratulations to that group for picking us up, and congratulations to us. Anyway, I do want to talk about the petty nonsense, but I don't want to talk about it with respect to Tillerson. I don't know what's going to happen there. Donald Trump's cabinet's going to change. I've been telling you guys this since the man started. In corporate America, you change management. You change management team. Now, Donald Trump's new to this. He's got a bunch of guys who don't know anything about D.C. That's a good thing, but it's a bad thing. And I'm sure many of them are frustrated having to look at the politics that they... I mean, these are titans of industry that they cut through the political nonsense because they're at the top. And they've seen that Donald Trump can't cut through the political nonsense as much as he'd like. And, of course, they can't. Their hands are tied because they have to look at what direction he wants versus what they've been tasked to do. And they have to make sure that jives and so on and so forth. So whether Tillerson stays or goes, you know, I don't really care. I like the guy. I think a guy who can run a multinational like Mobil, he's certainly well qualified. He's better qualified than Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton. He's more qualified than the entirety of Obama's staff put together. And he could do it in 2 hours. That's how good Tillerson is. So Trump is in the same vein. Everybody that Donald Trump has put into place, it has those same credentials. So I'm happy for this. But I want to bring Tillerson's nonsense thing into something else. The nonsense of leftism across the board. And I want to talk about Michelle Obama and her comments explaining color. So here she is.
Side of the room, it's literally gray and white. Literally, that's the color palette on one side of the room. On the other side of the room, there's yellows and blues and whites and greens. Physically, there's a difference in color, in the tone.
Wow.
Because one side, all men, all white. On the other side, some women, some people of color.
Talk about a good time to mention my book, Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism. This is it. Spokesperson for the lying left, Michelle Obama, race baiter, returns to tell America just how racist the Republican Party is. Says the Republican Party has made people not trust politics. That was at the Pennsylvania Conference for Women. Michelle Obama said she got uncomfortable as she noticed on the Republican side of the room there were all white men. And you heard her, what she just said. When you're in a room, you see this real dichotomy. It's a feeling of color, almost. Literally gray and white. That's the way she sees you on the other side of the aisle. You're gray and you're white. But on her side, there's yellows and there's reds and there's all types of people and there's all the diversity. She says, I look at that and I go, no wonder we struggle. No wonder people don't trust politics. We're not even noticing what these rooms look like. Oh, yeah, we are. Hard to believe how sensitive Michelle Obama can be. Exactly what have white men done to her? White guys, let me know. Send me a note, kjradio.com. I know you've done something. You've harmed Michelle Obama. She lived in a black-centric world, so what? You know you're out there. You know you're bad. And if any men took advantage of Michelle Obama, you can bet they weren't white. It wasn't nobody trying to date her. You can bet on that. But she has a psychosis for white men. You people are so mean. One would think her fear of white men would have dwindled given the number of white men it took to get her husband elected. What of those white men, Michelle? Oh, you give them a pass. What, they get the race card for a little bit? And what of Michelle Obama's obsession with the color and gender of people in the room? Hey, I have a question for her. What about their character? You know, because, look, I know that she likes, you know, having white women on her side. She likes having Margaret Sanger as a role model. Yeah, well, let me tell you what's on the other side of that room that Michelle Obama's looking at. Those Republicans, there's Sojourner Truth. There's Harriet Tubman. There's Maggie Walker. There's a lot of black women on the other side of that aisle that Michelle Obama seems to overlook. There are a lot of black men. Booker T. Washington. Frederick Douglass. Most of the blacks of history post-slavery were black people on that side of the room. She's not seeing them. Just curious. The white men she references on that side of the aisle, folks, are duly representative of the areas of the country they represent. And secondly, and perhaps most importantly, is what I just said a minute ago. Who is she missing? You remember the Republican Party, folks, that put Susana Martinez as a governor of New Mexico? Nikki Haley as a governor of South Carolina? Now she heads the UN? That Republican Party? The I wonder, when she was looking across the aisle, did she see Mia Love? Did she see Tim Scott? Did she see the litany of blacks and Hispanics and women who are on the Republican side of the aisle? Or did she just overlook them? Asians? She refuses to see them. She's proud of the diversity, the so-called diversity, the fake diversity of the Democratic Party. A party united with only one thing, folks. It's hatred of America. I don't care what they tell you. I know what they're united for. They don't like the way the best country in the world operates. They don't like that people would give parts of their body. People leave family and fortunes behind to escape oppression from elsewhere to come where? To this country. It is their first choice. If they happen to go to Greece or Turkey or Europe or somewhere else, I guarantee you it's only because of proximity. They want to get here. It's unbelievable. I talked earlier about the special interest. You think La Raza cares about the other side of the aisle, the left side of the aisle? Do you think La Raza cares about the white folks over on the left? Do you think Black Lives Matter cares about them white folks on the left? I'm just curious. Do you think the Congressional Black Caucus, the Congressional Hispanic Caucus cares about them? Do you think the Congressional Asian Caucus cares about blacks or Latinos? What Michelle Obama missed in her criticism of the right is that at the very least, what the right represents is they want the best for everybody. It's just amazing to me that the left allow these people to get away with this nonsense. It's so racial. I would ask Michelle Obama, I'd say, Michelle Obama, what do you have against white men? You know, are you just okay with white men when they're voting Democrat? But because you look across your sea of people on the left, there's a bunch of white men over there. They're eunuchs. But there's a bunch of them over there. What is it about them that you like so much, but you don't like these other guys? What have they done? Because let me tell you, these white guys on the other side of the aisle, they're the Harvey Weinsteins. They're the Bill Clintons. That's who they are. I'm not exonerating us, folks. And then she wants to talk about trust. We can't get Obama's kindergarten records, his Panahu school records, his Occidental College records. We can't get his Columbia University records. I mean, this is the smartest guy in the world, folks. That's what they told us. Smartest president ever. They won't even give you his kindergarten records. His Columbia thesis, Soviet nuclear disarmament, you can't get that. You'd think he'd want to release his Harvard records. He's brilliant. Can't get his Harvard Law School records. Can't get his Harvard Law Review records. University of Chicago scholarly articles. Can't get his passport. Can't get his medical records. I mean, they have shut down everything about this man, but they want you to believe he's smart and that he's made us trust government. The guy who had more scandals than he had things that you don't know about him. Unbelievable. Obama remains a stranger to America. He acted like it. In his final days as president, he lauded his administration for being scandal-free. That should tell you all you need to know. If anybody has destroyed trust in America, folks,
this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp, and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I don't like the library, and I can't figure anything out there. It's too confusing, and sometimes I just wish that there was just a magical box in my house, and I could ask you any question, and knew the answer.
Dream on, Arch. Dream on, you big dreamer.
And he said, what about Google? What about Google? I don't want to go on Google if it's too many people are using it. Like, there's like 150 people a day going on Google, and that's why it's become conceited. It's cocky. It's got a terrible attitude problem. The other day I misspelled something on Google. You should have seen the tone that it took with me.
Did you mean... vagina?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I meant. Images. Print.
Google influencing things. Yeah. Influencing elections is what they're doing. Electioneering is what they call it. We talked the other day about how Google management team was like just distraught over the idea that Donald Trump had won, Hillary Clinton had lost. They didn't know what to do. Now their stock is through the roof. Everything's going well for them. But we're so afraid. And it's funny, to a corporation just sharing its politics, not even caring what the other people in the audience, all Googlers didn't like Hillary Clinton, but they just assumed it because that's the management team. Can you imagine if somebody said, and I think I posed this the other day, while they were all lamenting up there and crying, and somebody said, hey, look, there's a glorious day here. We've got a new president. We've got a lot to look forward to. We're doing great as a company. Why are we lamenting who lost or who won as president? That's not our job here. Can you imagine what would have happened to that employee? Ooh. They do all the clapping, the fingers snapping. I don't know what they do in leftists, but they would have ostracized whoever that was. All these Silicon Valley conservatives are going, I'm sick of this. We got to bite our tongue. We're just as important to this company as these other knucklehead leftists. I say to all of them, you know what we should all do? I'd love for you to come form something with me. Let's put Google out of business. Let's take that brain power, that conservative brain power, put it together with something else like teaparty.org, and let's go do something. Wouldn't you love to do that? Wouldn't you love to see something like that? Oh, yeah, that's right, because you're all clamoring over to teapartycommunity.org, right, and joining me there. I'm not getting after you. I'm just saying, it's easy for us to talk about it, but we don't do it. But we get this email chain that shows that Google essentially tried to fix the election. Senior Google executives from the day after the 2000 presidential election revealed the company tried to influence the 2016 presidential election on behalf of Hillary Clinton. And in the emails, a Google exec describes efforts to pay for free rides for a certain sect of the population to the polls, a get-out-the-vote-for-Hispanic voters operation. And how these efforts were because she thought it would help Hillary Clinton win the general election in 2016. She used the term, quote, silent donation, to help describe Google's contribution to the effort to elect Clinton as president. Now, I don't know what the Russians did in terms of what did they actually accomplish. I don't know. But here's what I'll tell you. Google and many others like them absolutely conspired to do it. They knew it was, quote, a silent donation. And they did it. California doesn't care. They've tried to get illegals to vote. They want criminals to vote. Look, I don't know whether criminals should or shouldn't vote. I know they can't right now. Now, people, they should be able to. I think they're going to be surprised when they find out that many of the criminals don't want to vote for the Democrats. They understand who they are and what they've done, and they're going to go, I don't think we're going to be voting for them. They said, the main email headlined, Election Results and the Latino Vote. Sent on November 9th, the day after Clinton's loss, it was from Eliana Murillo, Google's multicultural marketing department head. The four-page email begins with Murillo claiming she and others at Google were engaged in nonpartisan activities not designed to help any one candidate or another, only to undercut her own commentary in later passages and emails by openly admitting the entire effort to boost Latino turnout using Google's products with official company resources was to elect Clinton over Trump. Where's Mueller on this? I know there's no Russian involvement, but maybe this lady let the Russians influence the Latino vote. Shouldn't we be looking into this, Robert Mueller? Unbelievable. The critical miscalculation. Murillo wrote in a stunning admission in the email was that the Latino voters backed Trump by higher margins than any experts had forecast in the lead up to the election. Trump's 29% among Hispanics nationally blew prognosticators away, and he hit even higher numbers, roughly 31% in the battleground state of Florida. This is according to Murillo herself. She admits this. She wrote at the onset of the lengthy message, and here it is. She says this. We worked very hard Many people did. We pushed to get the Latino vote out to our with our features, our products, and our voices. We kept our Google efforts nonpartisan and followed our company's protocols for the election strategy. We emphasized our mission to give Latinos access to information so they can make an informed decision at the polls, and we feel very grateful for all the support to do this important work. Latinos voted in record-breaking numbers, particularly with early votes. A large percentage of Latinos in Florida who were new voters have become citizens just in time to vote. We saw high traffic for the search queries votar and como votar and donde voter in the key states like Florida and Nevada. We will be pulling in more information in the coming hours and days, but so far we definitely know there was high traffic on search in Spanish. Without translating our tools, the users would have found it difficult, would have found the information they needed difficult. Objectively speaking, our goal was met. We pushed and successfully launched the search features in Spanish, and we thank Lisa for her support and her advocating for this work. I sent Philip a note yesterday to thank him because he and others voiced their support for this too, and we greatly appreciate it. Even Sundar gave the effort a shout out and a comment in Spanish, which was really special. Sundar meaning the chief executive officer, Sundar Pichai. Anyway, here's what's funny about this. So they're doing all this effort in Spanish because they want to get the Latino vote out. Well, these are American Latinos, theoretically. So what vote are you actually trying to get out? Because if you ask me, Robert Mueller, it sounds to me like Google was trying to get the illegal vote out. Because if you're translating stuff into Spanish, I don't know why you would do that for Americans of Mexican descent. They speak and read Spanish. Lisa presumably refers to Lisa Gavelber, the vice president of global marketing for Google, who forwarded Murillo's entire four-page email to several other Google execs in another chain, also obtained by Breitbart News, in which Gelverbar praises Murillo's activities with official company resources having made a great difference. Philip presumably refers to Philip Schindler, senior vice president and chief Google's chief business officer, per his LinkedIn page. So, look, what it boils down to is everybody in the Google management structure is presumed to be leftist. Their goal is to essentially influence the vote, not just be a search engine. Google has, that's like going into a grocery store and they essentially tell you that you need, I mean, look, it's one thing to tell me I got Latino food over here and Asian food over there, and Kevin, you can go get some African food over there if you want it. It's a whole other to try to influence me from my vote at a grocery store. Can you imagine going to the grocery store and they say, Kevin, listen, I don't want to tell you how to vote, but you need to come over here to the black section of black food section and buy only black food and understand that we are trying to, and then there's a voter registration booth in that aisle. You know, that's what, that would be the equivalent of this. I'm floored by this. I'm amazed that this can even happen. And what's most amazing is while we search for these fictitious, you know, snipe hunts? We call it whatever you want, witch hunts? We have ample evidence of Google and many others, Jack Dorsey, shadow banning and things like this. Facebook not letting us see feeds. We got provable stuff, and nobody's saying a word. At least nobody of importance. Nobody's doing anything. This is crazy. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.